BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one?
Lick me, I'm delicious.
No way.
The one?
For the fat fingers.
It's still good.
Easy. Radio.
One, two,
let's go.
Scott Mills.
Let me just say,
I look like an out-of-work magician.
Drums, please.
3, 2.
Radio one.
Go.
Here is Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. For those of you that missed the daily live show between 1 and 4, what have you faked just for the gram? We hear from a Radio 1 DJ that has totally faked a situation just for the post and the likes. Also, on Ask Me Anything, we talk to a man who is a sports champion. Also, why can't people on Radio 1 use their full names? There's too much of it going on. It's all too much. And is it okay to use dating apps to find new friends? I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm a bad guy, like a really bad guy. I'm Ross Kemp hard guy, I'm as hard as rock guy. Yeah, I'm the real type, feature on your song type. 5 minutes to write this first type, I got an invite. I'm the bad guy, whoa.
And Bad Guy on BBC Radio 1. Oh, I've got, I've got issues again.
What with?
You know me and my tech at the moment. It's not the best, is it? We had this last week on the show. I can't read any of your messages right now. I'm sure I'll be able to at some
point.
Do you
know what it is? I think people are fed up with my version of the Billie Eilish run. This happens, though, doesn't it?
Oh.
You become a trailblazer, don't you? You change things around a bit.
Have they turned on you?
I think joke's worn thin.
Right.
Because now it's not done with any sort of... It's as if it's the most natural thing in the world, as if it's meant to be there. So
yeah.
People are now judging it as a song in its own right.
Yeah, the thing is, we didn't really... We just played it. We didn't say, oh, here's Chris's joke version. So now people are like, what's this? Thinking that it's serious. It's not. That was a version that we did of Bad Guy with Chris doing the part of Justin Bieber, just to prove that anyone could do it.
I think it's one of those things that, you know, you can overplay it.
And you think we've reached that point?
I think the joke's been done. A lot of people liked it, but let's move on from it now.
Okay. I've got Blossoms coming up, a new Ariana Grande and Arctic Monkeys. Right, our producer was in Thailand recently, and I think a lot of people do this, faking photos just for the Instagram post. So I know someone that's done this with paddleboarding as well. He saw a couple take a canoe out into the sea, took it about 3 meters out, so it looks like they're going full on canoeing.
Yes.
Boyfriend is taking a picture of the girlfriend, like at the nose of the canoe. They get the perfect shot, takes about 10 minutes because the sea's a bit wavy. It takes a while to get a good photo there. Once they get a photo they're happy with, they check through the photos and they're like, yeah, that's the one. And then head back out to shore. They're about 3 meters in.
So as if, though, the impression that you're giving off is that this person's been paddleboarding for a long time.
Yeah, they've been canoeing, they've been paddleboarding. Yeah. I bet people do it when they've gone on hikes as well. They just start the hike so it looks like they have. But be honest, let me know if you've ever done this on 81199. Have you faked anything just for the Instagram? I've got someone we can call, actually, in a minute. A Radio 1 DJ who I know for a fact has done just that.
BBC. Radio. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Jake. Used to buy all the gym gear, go to the gym, take selfies, put them on social media to get girls' attention. Never actually worked out, and then took the clothes back.
Aww.
Leave the labels in there. That's not okay. Have you faked it for the gram? I know someone who has. I'm calling them now.
Hello?
Molly King.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. It's Scott. Chris is here.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
I just thought of you because we're doing a thing about when people fake stuff for the gram, for the Instagram.
I love that you thought of me for this.
First thing I thought of. Are you prepared to tell the story?
I mean, I think I should, shouldn't I?
Oh, no, this is a great situation because now if you say a different story to the one that we know, that'll be two stories of you faking it on the gram.
I know, exactly. How many times have I done this?
Right, this is one of my favourite stories from you. So I'll let you go ahead and tell it.
Okay, so I booked a holiday with my friend Frankie to go to Ibiza. Now, I thought that we were going for a sort of relaxing girls trip. And what I didn't realise was that she'd booked us into Ushuaia, which is like the biggest party hotel ever. Now, I think she didn't tell me exactly because of that reason, because she knows that I probably would have been a bit scared. I'm not really a huge party animal. But anyway, she didn't tell me. We got there and it was literally just booming every night. I felt like the walls of our hotel room were shaking.
Yeah, well, that's because you're in the middle of a club.
I know. And I'm trying to read my book here. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
And I thought, right, I can't be a complete loser. I'm going to have to go outside and at least look like I'm enjoying this club vibe.
So what did you do?
Right, bear in mind, I'm in my bed, in my pyjamas, hair's in a top knot, and I thought, I'm going to have to embrace this. Got out of bed, put on a party outfit, did my hair and makeup, went outside with Frankie, stood like on the party podium, took a picture looking like I was dancing, came back in, went straight to bed.
Back to the book.
Straight back to the book, guys, yeah.
And
everyone was like, oh, my God, I can't believe you're clubbing in Ibiza. I was like, I know, how cool am I?
And how long were you there for? Just for the photo, or...?
Well, I had to get a story as well, so I was probably there for about 10 minutes.
It's the best. I love this story.
Oh, yeah,
I love
good.
That you did
not
full
good.
Hair and makeup and got out of your pyjamas and into a party outfit.
Well, you've got to dedicate yourself to this, haven't you? If you're going to do it, I can't be out there in my pyjamas.
No.
I think it'd be a bit of a giveaway.
Yeah. I'm so glad you shared that. Thank you.
Thanks for making me share that. The Scott
Mills Daily. A lot of stories coming in now. The guy that pretends to be vegan for the likes, I think we need to call and maybe try and speak to.
Where's the line with this, though? Because I think everyone fakes things on social media to a certain extent. You're talking about the real outrageous ones, the ones that aren't just slight exaggerations.
Yeah.
Like, for example, when I was on holiday, I put a picture up of me wrestling a crocodile, right? But it was very clear that it wasn't a real one. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
I wasn't pretending that it was a real crocodile.
Yeah, but I mean, this is like when you're totally telling people that you have done something and you definitely haven't.
Straight up lies.
All lies. The Scott Mills Daily. Scott Mills with Chris on Radio 1. We're going to get him to play Celebrity Sleuth, a bit of detective work from Jax Jones on Wednesday on the show. That was Jax and Bebe Rexha with Harder. I want to ask him about his holiday as well, because it looked amazing. I don't know whether you get holiday envy from pop stars.
Well, what was so special?
I mean, it just looked expensive.
Do you know what I like about him, though? He's a rare case with pop star with me, where I really want him to be super rich. I want him to have a good time. Do you know what I mean? I feel like he deserves it. Sometimes I get really bitter about these sort of things.
Yeah, but you, like, tell him on Wednesday that, like, you want, like, out of all the pop stars,
I want him to be rich.
You want him to be rich, because let me tell you, he is rich.
Yeah.
But you love that.
Mostly
you don't like
him.
It. But in fact, it really annoys you mostly.
No, well, I'll tell you, the rich list, you know, it's like top 100 pop stars, money-wise, honestly, I hate it.
Mm.
I hate it every time it comes out.
I mean, the place he's staying in, I don't know where it was. It looked like, it was just beautiful. Like, I'm talking about, like, you know when you see those huts in the sea? That.
Is he living a single life as well? I don't know. I actually
he's
don't
married.
Know that about him. Oh, he's married.
Yeah, he's married.
But that's not based on anything I've heard or seen. It's just more that... No, well, God. I'm just saying. I didn't
get people into trouble like that, you know?
No, it's just interesting, I think, when you're that successful and single, what you can do, and maybe how it differs being in a relationship. That's all I'm saying.
No, he was trying to get his mother-in-law more Insta followers the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Jax will be with us on Wednesday. So have you faked it for the gram? Hey, Rachel.
Hello.
Was this you or someone else?
No, this is somebody else.
Okay, what did you see?
So we've just got back from Hawaii and we were sat on the beach on an afternoon, last couple of days.
Okay, so you're on the beach there in Hawaii, just minding your own business.
Minding our own business. Waves are a bit choppy, so, you know, you can't really go in snorkeling or anything like that. People are being thrust around everywhere by the waves. And then we see this girl and her boyfriend go and approach this bloke who's got a stand-up paddleboard.
Yeah.
So the guy with the stand-up paddle was having a bit of a hard time anyway. But the girl goes over with the boyfriend. Boyfriend with waterproof phone in hand. So we all know what's about to happen here.
Oh, they're professionals. Yeah, I've seen those people with the waterproof cases.
Yeah, and they're ready for it, aren't they? Any eventuality, you've got to record it for the gram.
Yeah, absolutely. But if you've got a waterproof phone case, then it's probably an influencer.
Mm.
Or someone who would like to call themselves an influencer.
That's what I'm talking about.
Knock-off influencer.
Oh, everyone's one now.
This girl and the guy, they approach this other guy with the stand-up paddleboard. And obviously some sort of conversation's taking place. And then the couple go away with this paddleboard. So they've obviously asked if they can borrow it for their Instagram shoot. So what happens is the girl, whose hair is dry as a bone, clearly not been in the sea at all throughout the day, perfectly primed, goes off at this paddleboard and tries to get on the paddleboard. So we've already said that it's a bit choppy, not ideal conditions to be paddleboarding in the sea. But she, fair play to her, she gives it a good go. She gets on the paddleboard, she's on her knees. So she's paddling along with her knees, got the paddle in one hand, trying to get the swing of it, puts her leg up. And as soon as she puts that leg up, she's in.
So yeah,
she's in the sea, game over. The guy's there trying to grab the paddleboard at the same time as not knowing what to do with his phone. He's trying to record it at the same time. So we watch this happen once, and then she tries again. So, you know, credit. She's relentless with this mission to get this good Instagram stat.
Did she get it?
So we watched probably in excess of 10 times this girl try and get on this paddleboard and put one leg up or at least get standing and then just completely capsize. So at this point, I'm there with my phone trying to get a boomerang of when she's going to fall in.
Yes, I like this behind the scenes.
Yeah, and this is what people don't see, the behind-the-scenes footage of these Instagram stats. So
exactly.
We sat there for about 20 minutes watching them try and get on this paddleboard. She, at this point, is obviously completely drenched, goes over to the guy with the paddleboard and just hands it back.
Oh,
and then
did
they
she
walk
get the
out
shot?
Just see. Oh, I've got no idea, but I would say 90% chance of no shot because she had no idea what she was doing.
I love that they just borrowed it. It's like, here we are, I've got the shot and you can have it back now.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
This whole paddleboard thing as well, have you ever wanted to try it?
No, because that'd be awful.
Well, so would I. But it does seem to be that more and more people need this picture on paddleboards. But why have I got an association with if you're on a paddleboard, you should be totally naked? Is that just me? And where have I got this from in my head? I can't figure out why. It's like you've got to be stood on the paddleboard, but for some reason it's more majestic or like at one with nature if you're totally naked with it.
When have you ever seen that? Oh, are you thinking of Orlando Bloom?
Well, why would I be thinking of him?
Because of the picture of him with his... out.
Was he on a paddleboard?
No, I think... Was he? Was he on a paddleboard?
Oh,
or was he in a boat? He was with Katy Perry.
On a paddleboard? You're making this up.
No. Look, it's a famous photo.
Naked.
Wang.
My search. Here's amazing. Orlando Bloom, paddle, naked.
Yes. Right there. How have you missed that?
That is what I'm imagining. So
right,
he's
that's where
ruined
you've got it
paddle boarding for me now.
That's where you've got it from, you see. Good picture though, isn't it?
Incredible.
Yeah. Absolutely. Hey, Beth.
Hello.
Okay. Have you faked it for the gram?
Oh, yes. And can I just put a disclaimer? I'm really about to out all of the cabin crew across the nation.
Okay.
So
So my boyfriend's sister is cabin crew and she does this all the time. But now you can confirm it for me. Go on.
Yeah. So basically, you know, you're working long hours, aren't you? Like, most tiny type, but you go to all these amazing places in the world. And I think you've got this added pressure that cabin crew, you know, it's glamorous job, whatever. So you get to your places and you think, actually, we're just going to go to, say, like, the famous landmark or whatever it is. We'll go there, get the shot, get back, and you just spend the rest of your trip in your hotel room eating rubbish food and watching Netflix, really.
Exactly.
For the remaining 24 hours.
Okay, give me an example of where you've been. So you get to Mauritius and you're like, here's me on the number one beach in the world, get the shot and then go.
Yeah, I've done it myself in Vegas. I thought, like, I packed my nice bikini, I'll go down. And it was raining, it was cloudy. And I went down with three other girls and they had literally jackets on and I'm there in my bikini getting the shot. And then
it's all alike. Who's taking the picture?
It's
not the pilot.
It's, No, never. Just your fellow crew.
Yeah, all the crew stick together, right?
Yeah, definitely. But the thing is, you know, you go out and you make it like, oh yes, like living my best life, when in reality you just had someone having a go at you for running out of beef over the Atlantic.
I knew it. here's the thing, right? I know all the crew stick together, but like, yeah, obviously the pilots and the first officer and that, they've flown there as yeah. well. Are they part yeah. of another gang, another clique?
No, do you know what? We actually all, like, we all usually go out together, but I think that the cabin crew are particularly worse for the gram.
What, do the pilots go out as well?
Yeah, we all go out together.
I didn't think they would, you see.
Yeah, but I don't think the pilots put, they all go out, they just don't bother with Instagram as much. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, we're all on our phones, but most of them have been doing it a lot longer than us anyway, so they've probably seen it all.
Thanks for the insight.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, let's get into Ask Me Anything. On the line now is someone that has achieved greatness. They get put through to us. We have no idea who it will be, but then we can ask anything. So, hello, caller. Who are you and what do you do?
Hi, I'm Mark Chapman. I'm the world crazy golf champion. Ask Me Anything.
Mark Chapman.
Didn't I used to know one of them?
Yeah, off this parish. There used to be a Mark Chapman here, but I take it you're not him. You sound quite chirpy.
No. I'm not the northern Mark Chapman.
Got you.
World champion.
Yeah.
So it's a proper sport. There's a real element of competition with it.
It's serious, but then again, it's not, because it's crazy golf at the end of the day.
I take it you're like me and you used to go to crazy golf as a sort of perfect date location. It just ticked all the boxes, really, didn't it? And it was a leveller, because crazy golf, I would say, isn't as skilled as full golf.
Well, you know, you don't have to be proficient at big golf, as I like to call it. If you want to be consistent, if you want to be a world champion.
Does this mean that you're rubbish at big golf or really good at big golf?
Well, I played big golf when I was younger. I haven't actually got the clubs out of the attic for about 12 years.
But when you're doing the championships, this is what I don't understand, is surely there is a huge element of luck to it, because all the crazy golf areas are themed as things, aren't they? You're going in off a windmill, or you're going, you've got to kind of put it through a dinosaur's hole or whatever it is. It's like, is it pure skill? Or is
a
there
dinosaur's
a
dinosaur's hole?
Well, you know what I mean. Like, you go up a dinosaur, don't you? And
oh,
sort of
yeah.
out the mouth.
Yeah.
Thought this was a daytime show. Anyway, we have the all-encompassing term of mini golf, and that includes all the different things like crazy golf, adventure golf. But it's not luck. It's a timing thing. You observe it, you work it out, and then you've got to execute the shot and hopefully get the reward of doing that over 7 rounds, over a whole weekend. Whoever's got the lowest score over those 7 rounds added together is the world champion and wins £1,000.
What's the best hole?
Do you mean,
what's my favourite hole?
Yeah, and maybe course as well, favourite crazy golf. I mean, there's a banging one in Watford that I enjoy.
Oh, yeah.
But what's your fave?
Well, the course that they play this World Championship in Hastings every year is one of the original crazy golf courses in the UK.
Would we stand any chance playing against you?
You might on the first hole, but then after that, I think, unfortunately, I'll blow you away.
Okay. All right, well, that's told us.
And that's not me being big-headed. No. That's just a fact.
Is that a golfing term?
No. It's just, you know, the windmill. It gets windy down there.
Have you ever gone away somewhere abroad to do crazy golf?
I have. So if you get quite good, you can qualify to play for Great Britain abroad. So I've played all over Europe. So I've played in Sweden, in Portugal, where else? I've played in Italy. These places, you know, they treat the game of mini golf very seriously.
Do they?
And they have slightly different courses to what we have. You know, there are no gimmicks or no clown's mouths. It's just a contoured hole. And the expectation is to ace every single lane that you play.
You know how sports do attract...
I know where you're going with this.
Especially with the Team GB stuff, do you get a lot of groupies for the crazy golf?
No, it's not like I'm Z-list celebrity, so there's nothing of that kind of thing.
And is it like on a night out, if you said, oh yeah, I'm like a champion, world champion of crazy golf, would that bring all the boys to the yard? Or girls?
It's one of these things. Whenever I have a conversation with someone, it comes up. Yeah. I can't help it. You know, hello, I'm Mark Chapman, world crazy golf champion.
Yeah, of course, I would
and
be as well.
And the initial reaction is normally, what? Like, yeah. That's a thing?
Yeah. Mm.
You know, people come up to me, they ask me for selfies, they do all of this. I love it, it's great.
Great. Yeah.
Do you think that there needs to be a bit more money put into crazy golf then? Because you said that the pot was £1,000 if you win, right? It does strike me that maybe you need the odd shake or something to get involved in the sport. You know, some mad sponsor or something, and then you know, really start to earn a full-on living from it.
Well, somewhere like America, they've really taken it on board. They've done what you said. They've almost looked at it like they do poker. So kind of high stakes, high entry, big sponsors, and sort of massive reward.
Do you have a couple of drinks just to level you before?
No, not alcoholic. I mean, water.
Yeah, of course.
Good and like brain fuel, because it's mentally, it's really draining trying to perfect every hole and score that elusive hole in one. That
every
elusive
hole's
ace.
A goal. Yeah. That's what you're saying. And maybe if we were to put some Mills money into the sport and sponsor you, perhaps that's what we can have on the front of the shirt. And
that'd be amazing.
Maybe the show could be your kit sponsor.
Oh, that would be insane.
Well, let's look into it. That sounds fun.
Who's playing
there
for
we
that?
Go.
You.
All right, well, it's good to speak to you, Mark. World champion of the crazy golf. Scott Mills. I know it's Monday, but I'm just trying to make it Friday. Do you know what I mean? I'm playing a few tracks today that I feature quite a lot on Passing Anthems on Friday night.
I like it. And also, you know what? Even if the weather is a bit rubbish where you are right now, we've got to make the most of summer. Just a bit of a rallying call. It'll be really cold at some point. We'll be going, oh, do you remember those days?
Yeah.
It was actually all right.
I mean, it's bang average at the moment in a lot of places.
It's bang average, but...
Remember last year? That was good. Actual summer happened.
Yeah, good point.
But yeah, you're right. We've got like a few weeks left, so let's just get involved with it. Because it is summer, guys. Don't know if you even noticed.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
I know like places like Edinburgh have got like sun today, but a lot of the UK is meh. Hey, AD.
Hello.
Got rain where you are in Southampton?
No, I'm actually down in Bournemouth at the moment.
Oh,
and
I'm sorry.
It's quite sunny.
Yeah, that's a first mistake to make. Don't say Southampton when you're... Are you from Bournemouth?
No, I am from Southampton, yeah. It was a last-minute thing.
Okay, that's where I'm getting confused then.
Oh, what? Bless you. My apologies.
Well, it's all right. What do you do?
I'm a builder.
It's all very polite, isn't it? Okay.
So what's today? Is today just a little holiday you're doing?
No. I have to travel, unfortunately, for work.
What are you building?
A conservatory at the moment.
Oh, just a casual conservatory. I can't even, like, put furniture together. So,
people... Have you ever done Lego?
No.
People... I'd love to see what would happen. Because especially that, it's got ages on the top of it. But I'd like to see what age you could and couldn't manage.
People that
I'm
just
saying
can...
six.
Don't... Stop. Oi, you lot. People that can put together a conservatory, I'm so impressed by AD.
We have literally done it from start to finish, from groundworks to the very final taping and drawing in the plaster, literally everything.
See, my brother does this. He's like a full-on, like, really good carpenter. He builds barns. What do I do? Play Sam Smith. Do you know what I mean?
Build artists, love.
I build the artists.
You entertain us for the day. You've got to give yourself some credit, bud.
That's right, my darling. All right, so here's what I've got for
you. We build audiences, that's what we do.
Here's what I've got for you on Bangers.
Well, that's off to a bit of a strong start for me.
Thank you. David Guetta and Kelly Rowland, When Love Takes Over.
I think this is a very you song, this, actually, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
A real Scott banger today. I've gone for a real Chris banger for my choice.
Okay. Is Obvious. It The Streets or is it Chase the Status?
Close. It's Plan B.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, bang in the middle of both of those things.
He's the one I would have guessed next.
And this is Stay Too Long. Tune.
Again, another feel-good one for me.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, this one's going to be a tough one today, I think.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, they're both good.
They are. Do you know what? With the weather and everything today, though, I think it's going to have to be the ultimate feel-good. We're going to have to go with Kelly Rowland yourself, Scott.
Yes! Kelly Rowland, the one that knows Beyoncé.
The Premier League is back, and so is Five Lives Football Daily Podcast. We've got the latest news, analysis and big name guests as we usher in a brand new season and special episodes from inside some of the Premier League's biggest clubs.
He ain't done a tap since he's been there.
You're 18 years old and you're being paid 100k a week.
Football Daily. Listen now on BBC Sounds. Will I take so-
Roland, David Guetta, When Love Takes Over, wins bangers today. I needed a win. It's about time.
The Scott Mills Daily.
If you're on the dating apps at the moment, I've got a question for you after three. Sam Smith, and how do you sleep on BBC Radio 1? You know, like sometimes I... You may have noticed this. I do like to use people's full names.
Yes.
I like it to be formal sometimes. I don't know why. I've always been like that. Like, I've got a mate called Roger. Everyone calls him Rog. I always call him Roger. And like sometimes I do like to call you Christopher, don't I?
Yeah.
Because that's your full name. That's what your parents wanted you to be called. They didn't want Chris, did they? Christopher. And I think it should be happening more around here. I think, to be honest, I think it's got a little bit messy around here with all the DJs shortening their names. It's been happening for a while.
Well, most DJs do this, don't they?
Well, apart from when I used to work at a radio station in the northwest of England, where they used to add on, which I used to hate. Millsy, Penky, Rossy. Everyone had a Y on the end.
Yeah, and that does still happen, I think, in certain places.
I just want people to be called by the names that their parents gave them.
Well, I actually agree with this. And we had this chat in the pub, didn't we, about DJs as we know them would be, I think, a very different image conjured up in your head if they were given their full names.
Like this, for instance.
Greg James.
Why not Gregory?
Yeah.
You know?
Although sometimes we do call him Gregory. I think it gets interesting when you look at people like Danny Howard.
Right. It's Daniel Howard. So why is he shortening it to Danny?
And especially where there's two of them together. Well, you like Matt and Molly, right?
Right.
Take that one. That's Matthew.
And what's Molly?
And what's Molly short for?
What is Molly short for?
Is it one of those where it's like a totally different name? Mary. Or
Margaret.
Mildred or something.
If anyone knows what Molly is short for, maybe it is just Molly, I don't know. Here's a prime example.
Annie Mac, Radio Annie Mac. 1.
Annie Mac there. That would be, what, Annabelle Mac?
I assume so.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think... And we won't tell...
This is great.
We won't tell the game. Other DJs this, right?
What's Maya Jammer?
Margaret Jammer.
Margaret Jammer.
I think. So I'm going to get some jingles made up this week and we'll slip them into everyone else's shows. Oh, I've got one. Richard, Melvin and Charlotte.
Yeah.
Ricky, Melvin and Charlie there, see? And we'll get some jingles made up and we'll just place them in their shows when they don't know.
Matthew and Mary.
So they automatically play out. And let's get some proper full names going on around here again, please.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I totally agree with you, Matt, in London. Dev shouldn't be shortened to Dev. We all know it's Devilev. Right, so use your proper name. Some people think it's... I'm just jealous because I can't shorten mine. Scott.
Well, yeah, but isn't one of yours a funny one where the shorter version of Scott is like Bruce? Or so it's something weird, like it's a totally different name. You know where some people have this? It's
Scott
like,
is Bruce.
It's,
what are
it's
you
like
about?
Henry and William.
Oh,
they're weird.
No.
They're connected, aren't they?
You mean Henry and Harry?
Yeah, I think
don't
so.
You?
A couple of people texting and saying Molly can be short for Mary, Martha or Margaret.
Awesome.
Any of those.
Well, let's get the real names on then.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills here. You know how it can be. You are juggling all the dating apps, trying to find some loving, but then boom, success. You get with somebody and then really, you should take yourself off all the dating apps. But some people forget and leave their profile on there. Now, the dating apps are offering you another choice.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Radio 1.
I want to talk about this today because I reckon a lot of people will be in this position or have been in this position where you've been on the dating apps, but now it's time to retire them.
Well, it's a wonderful bit in the relationship, isn't it? On Love Island, there was a similar moment to this where people would declare each other half boyfriends or half girlfriends. It's where you don't want to commit fully to the boyfriend-girlfriend thing, because that's quite full on.
Yeah.
But really, you've got to stop messaging other people.
So Sophie, who works on the show, has been seeing this guy now for a bit. For how long?
For nearly 3 months. Oi, oi.
Yep, and she's very happy, as you can hear.
It's going very well. I've seen some real nice pictures of them together going walking and that on holiday last week on the ground there. But I believe, did you find this one on a dating app?
Yeah, he was on one of the apps. He was actually on Hinge.
Did you say he was unhinged?
Sorry. Oh God, that was awful. Sorry. Terrible laugh. Yes, Hinge.
I find Hinge as a name, I struggle with it, Scott, because it means something different to me.
Right.
Well, maybe that's why it's appropriate.
Yeah. Anyway, it's got to the point now where Sophie needs to come off all the apps, and you've done that, haven't you?
Yeah, so I was on 4, and I had a couple of profiles still, so people could still swipe for me, but I've decided that I should probably delete them now. So I decided that I would delete Hinge, and then I started to delete Bumble as well, but this message popped up when I was trying to delete it.
What's the message?
So the message says, "We're so happy you found someone." Then a yellow heart emoji. Bumble is more than just dating. You can also make new friends with BFF. Switching to BFF will take you out of the dating pool and into the friend zone. Or you can choose to simply hide your profile for now.
That's weird.
Tricky for the dating apps, isn't it? Because you can see the position they're in. They don't want to lose a loyal customer like Sophie. They don't want... Really, their whole business is about...
Loyal customer.
Exactly. Their business is all about them matching up, right? But if people match up, they then leave, don't they?
Yeah.
And they don't want that.
No, but like, imagine in Sophie's situation, if she does this, she's still on that app. Yeah. And I don't think I'd be okay with that.
Well, no, but she's on Bumble for a new reason. I find it a bit odd that they go, right, we've managed to find you a lover, now let us find you some friends.
No, I've got friends. I've got loads of friends.
Yeah, but look, however people go and find friends, that's cool. But for me, it just feels a little bit like they've served the purpose with which Sophie wanted to be part of their wonderful service. And now it's basically saying, right, don't worry about that. You don't just have to be on here creeping on people. You know, you can find BFFs and stuff.
It's a bit like when you threaten to leave your phone provider.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The
Please don't
on.
Leave us.
Yeah. For me, it feels a little bit needy from them. Suddenly, they look a little bit desperate, and not just Sophie. No offence.
What are you going to do?
I think I'm just going to have to delete the account. I don't know if I want any more friends. And there's also an ad that has popped up, and it's a group of 4 girls having a lovely time, hovered around a phone. And it's like, hey, we love the same bands. Want to go to a show? No, I don't. You're a weirdo stranger. Why would I want to do that?
I disagree with that because I think it's just a nice way. I actually think if you want to find some friends, what a nice way to do it, actually. Do it through one of those apps. But the thing that's getting me about it all is it feels like, as Scott said, the phone provider thing, where actually they're saying that they'll BFFs, but I bet you they start throwing in the odd guy in there just to try and tempt you away because it's their business.
Yeah.
There'll be a nice juicy carrot on there.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And you'll be thinking to yourself, maybe I should go for that carrot. You know what I mean.
But I've already got a carrot.
Yes, I know, but I'm talking about a nice juicy new carrot.
That's the thing, right? There are blatantly people on here in a relationship, but on the BFF bit, just looking out for a better offer if it comes along.
I've got a juicy one already.
What do we think? Should Sophie leave this world entirely or be in it for the BFFs? Let us know on 81199. Also, interested to know if you have now joined the friend group of one of these apps.
Scott Mills.
Yeah, I don't know. The thing is, right, there are apps now where you can see if people have deleted other apps. So you don't really caught out. Yeah, there is. So let's say if Sophie's like, oh yeah, I've left Bumble now. If you really did his... detective work, he could. There's another app where you can see if she has left it. Ah, my brain's going to explode.
Helena, who works on the show, was telling me that even when you delete a Tinder profile, it can still be hanging around.
That's
because
not okay.
Someone she knows was on, was spotted on Tinder, even though he was not meant to be. However, that's what he's saying. So, right. Can someone confirm or deny that?
Yeah, is that true? Because, I mean, he could just be saying that.
Yeah, apparently it hangs around for a bit.
Sure. How convenient.
Scott Mills.
Earlier, we were talking about people that fake activities and things for the gram.
Yeah, and generally involves paddleboards, seemingly. That's the bit, that's, I think, the most faked thing, isn't it? Is that you haven't really gone up a river for, like, a day's trek on a paddleboard. Well, it's yeah. Not really trekking, but you know what I mean. You've done it for one picture.
There's people that say they're on hikes. It's like, look at me going up this big mountain. They take a picture of the bottom of the mountain and then just leave. But it looks like you've done a hike.
Mm.
Joanne?
Hello.
Okay, it's not you, but someone else has faked it for the gram that you know, haven't they?
Yes.
Okay, go on.
That's my brother-in-law, Jordan. He reckoned on a long time ago that he were vegan. And his Instagram would be full of all his veggies and everything that's perfect and brilliant and fantastic and all colourful. And he's just a big liar. He just loves his meat. He absolutely loves his meat.
So he's a fake vegan on Instagram?
That's it, yeah.
Vegan on the gram. That's hilarious. Why? Why does he do it?
Oh, it's purely for likes, man. Purely for likes.
Purely for likes. Love. Is he still doing it?
I haven't checked, actually, how long ago the most recent one was, but I know that he definitely likes posting veggies. But when he gets, like, a share of meat platter, that definitely don't go on there. Yeah. Definitely not.
So love this. So he's like... So the Instagram is just courgettes, and then he's, like, taking a picture and eating all the pork.
That's it, yeah. Wow. My sister's vegetarian, so she cooks all these lovely veggie meals, and he's just a big liar.
Excellent.
Okay. He's a liar.
He's a liar. He's doing it for the likes.
Scott Mills.
We are back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.